GEICO.com.
GEICO presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call GEICO today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Now, welcome back to the program. Here we go again, another edition of Bucket Strategy Investing. We're happy to have everybody with us another hour, taking your phone calls, taking your emails, and just jammed it. We have crowded this hour with content. And there's no way we can get to all of it, but by golly, we're going to try. How about this? We've got Rick the Professor Plum standing by once again. I'm Johnny Dean. He's here in studio with me, ready to tackle all of your pressing money questions. Now, among other things, coming up, in fact, we'll probably do this after the bottom of the hour because we got a guest coming in at 21 after. But coming up, we're going to get into something that's known as the 4% rule of retirement fund distribution. You watched the show yesterday, you listened to the show yesterday, you heard us talking about something called sequence of returns. Now, what that sort of dovetailed into was the whole idea of how to take money out of your portfolio. What's the distribution method that you're using? Well, 4%, all right? This is the idea that you should always, or possibly never, take just 4% out of your portfolio per year. 4% rule. But the question is it really a rule? Is it more of a guideline? What's a better approach to your distribution phase of your retirement? There's a lot of buzz around this 4% rule. We're going to kill the buzz. We're going to tell you what you need to know about it coming up. And as I said before, I think it has to do with a bucket strategy. So we will leave that, but we'll do that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Now, you've got a question for the Brain Trust. I'm sure you do. You give us a call right now at our studio number, 877-PLANNER. 877-752-6637. We do have lines open right now. It's early in the show. Emails, yeah, we're going to get to those. In fact, we're going to start the segment off with a couple of emails. You can get those to us here at wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. We'll answer it here on the program. Professor Rick Plum, he's our main man, our in-house Brain Trust advisor. He's here courtesy of the wonderful people at Lucia Capital Group. If you need a bucket strategy put together specifically for you, one that fits your goals, your individual goals, you can call the professor or anyone at Lucia Capital Group at this number, 800-644-1150. Preparing yourself for whatever might happen, that's one of the keys to a successful retirement plan. You need to make sure you have a plan for whatever might crop up. Once again, number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number, on the air, 877-PLANNER. So since we got to... I don't think I even mentioned this here. I said this to the TV folks, not to the radio folks. Mark Scalzo, who's the Chief Investment Officer of Lucia Capital Group, he's going to come in here at 21 after the hour, so in just, you know, about 10, 12, 15 minutes, something like that, and talk about a couple of things. First of all, the Fed is meeting.
They're getting set to meet, and there's, you know, a lot of people saying they're going to raise rates. There's a lot of people saying, oh, there's no way they can raise the rates with this economy. We'll figure out which one's right.
Yeah. Okay. So that he's going to talk about that. And then the other thing that he mentioned when we were saying, well, you know, what's on your mind?
What's out there in the economic world?
And he just threw out and he says, the death of retail. Uh-oh.
He was teasing us.
I said, what? And he says, the death of retail. And I said, well, what does that mean? And he says, well, you got to tune into your own show to find out. Actually, what I think he's talking about is the fact that, I don't know if it's a fact, but it's a trend. That
the perception.
There's a perception, and there's some truth to it, that retail stores.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, you know, department stores. What are we seeing? You know, Nordstrom's is not doing well. Sports Authority was one.
Gone.
That's gone. Kohl's is having to, you know, shut a couple stores. I'm not saying these are bad companies. I'm not even saying that they're in trouble, but what I'm saying is that they've had to reevaluate their long-time business practice. And so I guess the question is something like Amazon, just to throw a name out there, killing retail? Well, is that what everybody thinks? All right, we're going to talk with Mark Scalzo about that. That's coming up here at 21 after the hour. Okay, so once again, I want to take some phone calls. 877-PLANNER. We have, you know what? Don called yesterday. We didn't get a chance to talk to him. So I'm going to put Don in Mound, Minnesota up first. Hello, Don.
Good morning, gentlemen. Sorry, I don't get that last hour, which I'm not very happy about. First, I got to talk to people here in Minnesota, Minneapolis area. So I couldn't listen to it. It was right at the hour. My question is this for Rhett, please.
Okay.
Both daughters have about $65,000 in their Roth IRAs. With my guidance, it may be wrong, I'm telling them that they can access some or all of that money, at least principal, and I'm not sure about the rules, so that they can invest it each in a home they'd like to buy in different cities here, Wisconsin, Minnesota. My question is, what are the rules regarding getting at Roth IRA money that you have put away?
Okay, that's the
age,
rules are
so on.
Okay, no problem. It's a great place for younger individuals to save for their first-time home purchase. There's basically three potential types of money in a Roth IRA. There are contributions, there are conversions, converted principal, and there are earnings. Has she made any conversion? Have they made any conversions to their Roth accounts?
No, these are all initial investments for the first time.
Good deal, because now it's easier to track, because now you have only two types of money, contributions and potential earnings. They are allowed to take out all of the contribution amounts. So if they've been contributing $5,500 a year for a while, they could have a very sizable portion of that Roth IRA as contributions. That money that's equal to the contributions can come out at any time for any reason. No fuss, no muss, no taxes, no penalties. In addition to that, they can take out up to $10,000 of the earnings. And as long as they've had the Roth IRAs for at least 5 years, which I would assume they have if they've got $65,000 in them, then...
Now, regardless, Rick, regardless of the age then for that particular thing you've just described to me?
This is regardless of age.
Great. Okay.
Earnings up to $10,000 after you've had a Roth IRA for at least 5 years can come out for the first-time home purchase. Now, the money does have to come out within a time horizon of 120 days before the close of escrow. Typically, you're going to take it out 30 to 60 days before close of escrow to, you know, put it into the down payment. But you can't take it out after the fact. You can't reimburse yourself.
I got you. Okay. That's really a very good situation for them. Theirs is mostly initial contributions.
Right.
Amazing enough. They've had some ups and downs like you do in the investment world, but they're a little ahead, I would think. That $10,000 then, can that be used? Can this monies we've talked about here, the initial contribution and then $10,000, can that be used for anything you'd like then, because it's outside of your Roth IRA then?
Well, you have to take, I mean, the $10,000 is supposed to be used for the first-time home purchase. That's what it's for. The money that comes out from the contributions can be used for anything you want. There's no rules as to what you have to do with the money from the contributions. The money from the earnings, technically, is supposed to be used for the down payment or for buying the first-time.
That's very good. Now, the last thing that just came to me here, and I think I know the answer, but I'd rather have you tell me. Can you put a house into a Roth IRA? And is there any advantage to doing that? I don't think so, but...
A house that you're going to live in? No. A rental property, yes.
And the advantages there would be...
Well, obviously, a personal property, you don't want to put... You can't put a personal property in there, so there's no advantage. There's actually a big disadvantage. It's called penalties.
Okay.
But a rental property, if it's paid for, typically, you know, I mean, it depends on where you think the best growth potential is going to come. Is that going to come from the rental income and the appreciation, or is it putting it into something else give you a better long-term appreciation? Because I'm assuming your kids are in the younger ages rather than the 50s, 60s, 70s. Now, if you've got
they're at 50, Rick. They're right around 50 now, and I'm thinking hard about what they could do. It is my judgment at this moment, until I check with you guys, that since they're both in their own homes now, and they both plan to downsize at retirement time to something in an area closer to the school system for grandkids and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Then they should buy. I told them that you could really get a very nice down payment on a home in those small towns, part of Wisconsin, Waseca, Minnesota, that kind of thing. And then you could depreciate the home against the income that you get from it. You'd end up really netting out not any tax situation at all. And then later, 15 years, whenever, something like that, you move into it.
That makes sense if you're not dealing with a Roth IRA. Obviously, you can't take the depreciation in the Roth because all the earnings are tax deferred. And so there's no depreciation. There's no accounting on that side of it. Now, you mentioned they're already in their own home, so they don't have a first-time home buyer exemption from the earnings on the Roth right now. So am I missing something?
I thought that when you said it. I thought it would be redundant to go through that again with you, but I understood clearly what you said. So since theirs is mostly, let's say, around $50,000, and each one could be used for down payment legitimately just fine without any earnings.
Right,
because that's a good situation.
Right, they would just have to file a form that says this money is coming from my Roth, and the money that's coming out of my Roth is equal to the cumulative contributions or less than the cumulative contributions that I've put into the Roth over the years, and I haven't withdrawn it before. So they don't have the $10,000 earnings available to them because they already have their own house. But buying a property that you ultimately are going to move into, 15 years from now can make a lot of sense, especially if you're buying in today's values, you're getting it paid for or paid down with somebody else's money. That makes a lot of sense.
Don, I got to take a break, and I got a guest coming up for just a second. If you need some more help, we can either talk to you after the break or we can, after the bottom of the hour and bring you back up. Or we can talk to you off the air. And if you're missing the other hour, you can certainly watch it, wealthed.com, our website. So if you have some more questions, Don, hold on. We can talk to you more about them. 877-PLANNER, Mark Scalzo, Chief Investment Officer at Lucia Capital Management, joins us when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351.
1-888-999-1351. Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, and more Brain Trust members than you can shake a stick at. This time we're shaking our stick at Mark Scalzo, who joined us for a segment here. We appreciate Mark being here. He is the Chief Investment Officer at Lucia Capital Group. We love to have Mark on from time to time to talk about a bunch of different things. Mark, you always have good insights. We don't have a lot of time. I'm going to start with this. The Fed is meeting here in a couple of weeks, middle of June, and once again, they're in the news because, will they raise rates? Won't they raise rates? First of all, is this even an issue?
Well, it certainly seems to be an issue for the markets. I think that the Fed is, and finally, maybe rightly so, they're going to act again. I think, unfortunately, what they've done by being so data dependent, we've talked about this, quote unquote data dependent, is that they really have created a lot of uncertainty in the market. And we see that. We saw that after they raised rates in December when no one was really expecting them to do that. They raised rates. We had a lot of volatility in January and February. We just saw, probably over the last 3 or 4 weeks, a lot of the Fed governors coming out and trying to condition the market for that June was on the table to raise rates again, because the market had assumed the probability was down below 1% or something.
For June, anyway.
For June, because of the concerns earlier in the year with the economy. The economy, at least,
it looks like it's getting better.
Fair bit of data to suggest that things have gotten better in the last couple of months. We've had a little bit of wage inflation now, which is concerning. That would be a part that would be concerning to the Fed. So I think there's a decent chance they go in June. If not, I think most of the market thinks July at this point in time. And frankly, since the Fed's been a little bit more aggressive in reconditioning expectations, the market's actually handled it pretty well.
So you think that they will raise rates?
I think they are intent on raising rates.
So do you think they should? It sounds like you think they should.
I think it's about time.
We've been thinking that for a while, though.
I think that, I think had they done it, a year ago, it would have been fine. I think after we get through kind of whatever initial, shock is that the Fed is actually acting again, that we'll be fine. I think the economy's, we're still going to have a relatively slow-growing economy. We've had the...
You don't think it's going to speed up all of a sudden if they raise rates?
We don't, and I think...
Why would it, though?
The election and other things, the potential Brexit, the...
Brexit. We just got done with the pseudo-Grexit. Now we got the Brexit?
Well, that vote comes, for the decision whether or not Britain's going to leave the EU... They're not. They have their own currency, and I think they'll continue to have their own currency either way. But the idea of whether or not they're going to, there's a whole series of trade agreements that they're a part of, that they would have to renegotiate, and that would be a kind of a mess. And I think most of the market believes at this point in time that the Brexit isn't going to happen, that they're not going to vote.
So
to
be
leave
status quo for at least a little while there.
But that's a wild card, because if that should change, then it's probably pretty unlikely that the Fed would then raise rates a week later.
Okay, so votes a week
right
before
after
the Fed.
Yes.
Now, even if they do raise rates, we saw this in December. Everybody says that's it. We're going up. 10-year's going to go up. Everything's going to go up. The 10-year has been below 2 for the last however many trading days. I mean, since then. So honestly, not that there's a relationship, there isn't, between the Fed raising rates and what something like the 10-year does. That's more market forces. But still, I mean, people get in a panic over nothing, I think.
Well, and you've seen that despite everybody else weakening their currency around the world, and the idea that the Fed's, we know the Fed's going to raise rates. I mean, there is a camp out there, though. You should know that there's a camp out, just like there's a bunch of people that want to bury gold in their backyard. Yeah. There is a camp out there that suggests the Fed is never, ever, ever going to be able to raise rates. That the next step is quantitative easing, that we're going to have QE4.
Go the other way again.
And it's a, I don't know how big that is in the marketplace, but it's a little odd that you've had a Fed intent to raise rates, you've had an economy improving, you've had unemployment improving, and yet you've had the dollar weakening relative to other currencies where they're printing money like crazy, and we're going in the opposite direction. So it's been a little odd, the reaction of the market to the idea that the Fed will finally act, and that frankly suggests that there's skepticism still that they will act.
Which shows that nobody knows what's happening, and people are just throwing darts in the dark. That's all it is. All right, now, I want to get to this. You said something before the show I thought was intriguing, the death of retail. What's this all about?
Well, I mean, I think we've seen some pretty horrible results out of a lot of retailers in the first quarter here. And, I think part of the theory was that you'd have lower oil prices, and those lower oil prices would it always has in the past. People have spent money, more money, and they've spent it in restaurants and on clothes and other things, and cars and houses as well. But I mean, my theory is that you really haven't seen that pickup here with lower oil prices. And part of my theory is, one, obviously people are buying bigger things. Housing seems to be gaining a little bit of momentum. Obviously, we still have pretty aggressive buying of cars, et cetera. But also, I think healthcare costs have gone up dramatically for people.
They've taken over. The surplus has gone to that.
It's gone to that. I truly believe if you could actually get the real numbers, you would find that everybody is paying more for healthcare, and they will continue to pay more. Right before the election, we're about to learn what some of the increases will be for some of the Obamacare plans.
And it's going up a lot.
Some of them that are being talked about are significant.
Yes.
So it could be that the cost of health care under Obamacare now is actually creating a sponge, if you will, to eat up all the surplus that would have been there otherwise.
Right.
What is that going to mean once oil prices do go back up, though? That's going to really put constraints on the budgets, which is going to hurt retail even more.
Well, that's true. Where I think the market seems to be going, right, is the other thing that came along with that is Amazon did really well in the first quarter, right? Largely, actually, not their... They didn't sort of outperform in their traditional business, more in their cloud business. But the theory is that Amazon is killing everybody.
Uh-huh.
People aren't spending in traditional stores, and therefore you don't want to own, typical retailers. But what people seem to be willing to spend money on is, things that have an experience attached to them. They seem to be willing to still go to Starbucks and buy a cup of coffee. They seem to be willing to go to the restaurants that are kind of unique and different and interesting. They still go to the Apple store, even though Apple stock hasn't performed that well. They still go into every mall that has a Tesla does more business, has a Tesla dealership in it, does more business. So there's more of this experiential selling that's happening in retail. I think that's going to start to take over because everything else is being commoditized over time.
And commodities you can buy online.
You can buy online. And actually, Amazon just came out. If you're worried about consumer staple stocks, and I think you should be, Amazon just came out and basically said they're going to have their own brands of consumer staples going forward. If we're worried about Amazon with retail, we should be worried about them in the staples.
So it's just consumers directing their money in a different fashion is what it is.
Yeah, I think it's both convenience, and then if I'm going to go in your store, I better have a heck of an experience to do that.
Right, to go to a mall and walk through the whole area just to get to a store, I mean, the store better be really enticing to get me to go through that, what I consider to be a drag, to walk all the way in there and go through all these people that I don't want to see to get to that store. Better be something pulling me in.
This can also have implications on real estate as well, right? Because on retail commercial real estate, because There's some estimates that the amount of retail space has to decline by 50% over the next 5 years.
I'd love to talk more. We're out of time. Mark Scalzo, Smart Guy. It's why we have you on the program. We'll have you on again, okay?
Okay.
Thanks very much. Chief Investment Officer Mark Scalzo from Lucia Capital Group. Always great to get his insight. We're going to continue along with more Bucket Strategy Investing. You have questions, we got answers. Brain Trust standing by. 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outlook. Their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate,
Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Oh, mellow, mellow. I told you it was going to be a busy hour. If you've been watching or listening the entire hour, you know that. We've covered a lot, taken some phone calls, got some emails to get to as well. If you want to give us a call, you can call now, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. 877-752-6637. My thanks again to Mark Scalzo, Chief Investment Officer at Lucia Capital Management. I can honestly probably talk to him for another 15 minutes. I mean, he knows a lot about a lot of stuff, and it's nice to have somebody with a lot of, you know, with all that information. Kind of like you, Plum.
Different stuff, though.
Different stuff. Yeah. See, I wouldn't dare to ask you about, you know,
the retail sales.
And the, yeah. That's just... But I wouldn't ask Mark about Social Security or planning either. So this is why you need a brain trust. It's why we have a brain trust on this show, and that's why you call the program, 877-PLANNER. I said we got some lines open. I also got some emails. If you want to email us, you go to wealthed.com. Now, yesterday, a couple hours actually, it covered a good portion of the show. We talked about this something called sequence of returns, and we covered it yesterday. But what this led into, inevitably, was a discussion of taking money out of your portfolio. How do you take money out of your portfolio without allowing it to run out of money? Now, we obviously, our program is Bucket Strategy Investing. Our strategy has to do with what?
Bucket Strategy Investing.
Right, buckets. And this is what it all comes down to. How do you avoid something like sequence of returns, or at least potentially avoid something like a bad sequence of returns, which is retiring just at the time the market is taking a big dive? That's probably the worst thing you can do.
Anytime that you're pulling money out of a portfolio or wanting to pull money out of a portfolio,
yes,
and it's declining, and you have to change your plans because of what the market is doing, your strategy isn't living up to its end of the bargain.
Yes, and we had a couple of situations where we had a Mr. Smith, Ms. Jones, and Mr. Smith was taking 4% out.
They were both doing exactly the same thing, taking 5% out. The difference was they retired at different years.
It just happened to retire 10 years apart. Ms. Jones retired
79
years after Mr. Smith in this hypothetical situation. And what happened was the person who retired in 1969, taking that 5% withdrawal out of $100,000, they were out of money. That $100,000 was gone by 1989 was the first year they had no money. Whereas the other one, who had just retired 10 years later and just had the fortune of having some good markets early on, not only wasn't out of money, she had like, I don't remember what it was, $500,000-$600,000.
A lot. More than she needed to continue with the distribution
right.
that they were taking at that time.
Right.
So it wasn't the distribution that was the problem, which is what unfortunately a lot of people lead you to believe, that a 4 or 5% distribution is the problem. The problem was timing and not controlling the timing. And since... how do you control the timing?
You can't. You can't control that.
But you can control your withdrawals. And that's why we talk about what we talk about here.
Yes. You did a little, in the next hour, we had you sort of bucketize this hypothetical Mr. Smith.
Right.
And what happened was you said, well, if he had done...
If he had avoided selling when the market was down.
Yes, and bucketized.
But how do you know when the market's going to be down? You don't know when the market's going to be down. So you pull enough money off to the side to buy yourself time. Now, in the very simplified hypothetical example I used yesterday, we just bought 10 years worth of $5,000 distributions. And going back into the historical rates of return, yeah, you could earn 4 or 5% on a savings account back then. Obviously, you can't do that now, but there are other ways to deal with it. You needed to put about $40,000. You needed to make your portfolio safer to be able to last longer. That just doesn't make sense, does it? But unfortunately, we're all looking for the easy way out. And the easy way out up until this point has always been the allocation. All you have to do is make your allocation more conservative, and that'll solve all the problems. And that's what the 4% rule was designed around. you have a good allocation. It's conservative. It's either a 50-50 or 60-40, you know, stock bond mix, a nice balanced allocation. And it's easy. Just keep rebalancing and keep staying true to that balance, and you have a very high likelihood of outliving your, or of the portfolio outliving you, at least as long as you only last 30 years.
Right. And what happened was, we actually were able to get some a little bit of money for this, make sure that Mr. Smith, this hypothetical Mr. Smith, didn't run out of money.
And it just happened to work that, you know, making yourself more secure in your distributions,
right,
made the portfolio last longer.
So, so this whole idea of a 4% rule, a guideline, whatever you want to call it, says that, in fact, this came about, I think it was in the early 90s, or late
it was mid-90s.
Mid-90s, something like that.
96, 97.
Where somebody had put a hypothetical portfolio and said, if you, over the course of 30 years, if you took roughly four, I think he said 4.5, but we called it 4% out of a portfolio, and they were just talking about a strict, you know,
it was a 50-50 mix.
50-50 mix of stocks and bonds. If you took 4% out, it should last you 30 years.
Going back and studying historical returns, you know, and mixing up the returns in, you know, Monte Carlo simulations, the 50%, you know, stock 50% bond, intermediate bond portfolio had a, like a 96% certain chance of lasting 30 years. And so most people felt pretty good about that fairly, very high confidence level. And what they did was they tested different distribution methods, different distribution levels, excuse me, not methods. And obviously the lower the distribution, the higher the certainty. The higher the distribution, the lower the certainty. But it had almost a geometric progression in the fact that it went down very quickly once you got past 5 or 6%. Your odds of living 30 years or lasting 30 years was only like in the 50, 60% range.
Yeah, we're going to get more into this, talk a little bit more about this as the show goes on. Talking about how this works, nobody actually does take 4%, but whatever. We're going to talk a little bit about the starting point and everything else. So if you have questions, give us a call. I want to take some calls now. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Let's get started anyway with Marilyn in Houston, Texas. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, good to be on the show.
Well, thank you for calling. How can we help you today?
Well, I'm a little bit confused because I'm 71 years old, and last year, obviously, I had to take my RMDs since I turned 70 and a half.
Okay.
And I don't understand. I've never taken any money out of my retirement accounts before that, basically, because I didn't need it. So with the distribution you're talking about of 4%, when you have to take your RMDs, you're sort of forced into taking more than 4%, aren't you?
Not at the beginning. Your required minimum distribution last year was probably about 3.65. This year it's about 3.85. It goes up a little bit every year. If you live to be 115, it's about 49%. So it does go up as you get older because your life expectancy goes down. But it's in the 4 range right now. It'll go to 5 by the time you're 80 or so. But now we're not talking about a distribution from the investment portfolio. All we're talking about with a required minimum distribution is a distribution from an account, an IRA. You don't have to sell anything in the IRA to create the distribution. You can actually distribute stocks, securities, bonds, whatever the actual asset is in the IRA. You can just tell your IRA custodian to re-register it from your IRA name to your own personal name, your own personal brokerage account, and that will satisfy the required minimum distribution. So it avoids the whole idea that I need to sell something just to have the money to spend. You don't need the money to spend. So there's a little bit different game plan here. Now the question for you more is, how can we make it more efficient, if possible, from a tax standpoint? Should we be distributing cash? Should we be distributing stocks? Should we actually take a larger than required minimum distribution and use up the tax bracket that we have today so that in the future we may have a lower tax bracket, or our heirs may not have to pay as much taxes? We would definitely, if we took more out, have a lower required minimum distribution in the future. So the required minimum distribution does not revolve around the 4% rule. The 4% rule that we're talking about before is the need to spend money from the portfolio. How much money can we take out of the portfolio and spend it, make it go away, and still have the portfolio last at least throughout our lifetime? With a required minimum distribution, there's no requirement that we actually spend the money, whether we take it in cash or whether we take it in securities. All they want to do is create a taxable event. That's why there's a required minimum distribution.
Okay. So then I could potentially take part of it out of a mutual fund and which has individual stocks and put it into my stock account.
Right. If I have the XYZ mutual fund in my IRA, whether it's up or down right now, it really doesn't matter. If my required minimum distribution is $10,000 and I have, you know, maybe $20,000 in this particular one mutual fund, I could say, you know, send $10,000 worth of shares from Maryland's IRA account to Maryland's personal account. And boom, it just transfers across. It's done. And the value on the date that it moves is the amount of taxable event. As long as the taxable event is large enough to satisfy the required minimum distribution, done.
Oh, okay. I've always been confused about that. I was just listening to you talk about this 4%, and I'm thinking, I've already taken it, but I got it. Thank you.
That's well, okay, Marilyn. Even Congress is confused about this part of it.
Yeah, they don't get it, and they're supposed to be making the laws. So, Marilyn, I'm glad that helped you out. If you have any other questions, feel free to hold on. And we'll talk to you more about it. We should bring it up again, I suppose. We'll maybe on the other side of the break explain why you don't necessarily have to do what Congress did, although it was, I guess, nice for some people.
2009.
9 and 10?
Just 9.
Oh, just 9. Okay. 877-PLANNER. You've got questions. We've got answers. The Brain Trust standing by for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I was afraid my grill wasn't going to make it through the summer.
Frank needed a new grill, so I showed him our entire line, including the Weber Genesis and Spirit lines.
Ace is the place that brings you the best names in grills. Literally, brings it to your house after we assemble it for you.
Now through Memorial Day, get free assembly and delivery when you buy any grill $3.99 and up, including Weber. Offer valid through May 30th. Free local assembly and delivery must be scheduled with participating Ace store. Store stock only. See store for details.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Smooth as glass, man. Excellent. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, reeling in the years here and reeling in the calls and the emails. We'll get to more of those coming up. We got another hour coming up here. Well, gee whiz, next hour. We do it like two in a row, don't we? There's another hour coming up next hour. Well, of course there is. Yes, we do. In many cities, if not most of them. If you don't get our program, as I mentioned to one of our callers earlier,
Don,
you can always go to wealthed.com and check it out there. I would suggest that you do that. You can watch. If you've only listened all these years, and we've been on the radio for now 20-whatever years. What are we now?
25 or 26.
25, that's right. I said it was 25 this year. Then you can catch us on television, too. Different cities around the country and at wealthed.com. So we will have more. We haven't covered everything on this 4% rule / guideline, but I want to, and by the way, 877-PLANNER. I said that. Phone lines are open. Emails at wealthed.com. On the 4% rule, there are a couple of different ways. I could say, Rick, how does the 4% rule, or how does this work? But honestly, it would work in two different frameworks.
Well, is it a guideline? Is it an idea to tell whether or not you're on track? We used this yesterday with a call. Somebody who was 42 and looking to retire at 58. And the easiest way to determine whether he's on track is to look and see what he was going to potentially accumulate over the years between now and when he retires, and then look at that and say, well, if you were to take a 4% distribution at that time, you know, would you have enough income based on some inflation factors and other things? So we were using roundabout numbers, assumptions, and a 4% distribution is potentially a reasonable distribution. But where the rule is found to go, be at fault is not that it's 4% of the portfolio. It's how they take the money out of the portfolio. In the way that they've calculated and the way most people talk about the 4% rule is they have a portfolio. They have a very diversified allocation, stocks, bonds, cash, and things of that nature. And whatever that allocation is, usually they're dealing with a balanced portfolio or something of that nature, 50-50 stock bond mix, 60-40, something in that nature. And every year they just rebalance back to whatever the allocation was to begin with. And so if it was 60-40 at the end of the year, they sell off enough of it to make sure it's within 60-40 again and take out enough cash to live on for the year. That's the problem. It's not the 4% that's the problem. It's the way they take the money out of the portfolio that's the problem. We saw this with a 5% distribution yesterday when we were talking about Mr. Jones.
Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith and Ms. Jones.
Ms. Jones.
who were dealing with a 5% distribution on a $100,000 account. And it was a static $5,000 coming out of $100,000. And one retired at the beginning of a flat to down decade, where the other retired at the beginning of a flat to up decade. And one ended up with more money, so 5% worked. And that's higher than 4. And the other one failed miserably after 20 years, didn't even come close to making it the 30-year time horizon. And it didn't even show inflation in it. They just did 5%. And what we did yesterday was we did a little math, and we just changed the way they were doing things. Instead of taking a distribution from the portfolio, we carved off enough money, set it into a safer account, a bank account or something of that nature, and drew that down to nothing over the first 10 years, which allowed the remaining portfolio to go through its ups and downs all over the place that it was going to do and hopefully survive. Now, did it survive? We didn't use a stock portfolio. We used the same portfolio that they were using in the example of, was it 60-40 or 50-50?
The one that we used was a 60-40.
Yeah, 60 stock,
40 bond.
So we used the exact same portfolio, but not for the money we were drawing down. We actually carved off and made the portfolio overall less aggressive. We took 40% of the money and put it into a bank account that was earning 4% back in those days, 5% back in those days in 1969. And we drew that down to nothing, and that $60,000 that was left in the portfolio went through the ups and downs, but didn't have anything distributed from it. And instead of being worth about $70,000 at the end of 10 years, starting with $100,000, taking $5,000 out, ending at $70,000, they started at $60,000, didn't take anything out of it, took it out of the other $40,000, and ended up with $95,000. So they were like 35% ahead of the game right at that point. And then we had them do it again.
Another 10 years.
Take another chunk off the top, and it's now they have $55,000 in the portfolio. And it's just the balanced portfolio. It's not even a pure stock growth portfolio. And then 10 years later, when the first example of the 4-5% issue was zero, the individual had like $175,000 left over.
Yeah, so
and the only thing different was we didn't spend volatile money.
What we did was we carved off a piece of this person's portfolio. Starting in 1969, $100,000, you took, say, $40,000, bought him 10 years of $5,000 worth of income. At the end of 10 years, that $40,000 was gone. It was spent down to nothing. But now we had a pool of $95,000 to draw from. We took another chunk, another $40,000 out of that new pool that had grown over 10 years, and we'd left it alone. We now bought another 10 years of $40,000, $5,000
a year
of income. And then the same thing, we looked at it again. That now, what are we left with? 50,000.
The now, 55 went to 175.
175, right. That's
because
all
it happened to be a good decade.
Exactly.
So the problem with the 4% rule is not the 4%. We were just doing it with 5. The problem with the 4% rule is the distribution method that they're using. So the distribution method is what failed, not the 4%. Now, will 4% work in the future? Only time will tell for sure. One of the reasons that they've gone through and reduced the expectation of the 4% rule down to less than 2 in many studies is that we do not expect the stock market over the next 10 to 15, 20 years to do as well as it did over the past 20 years. We also know that bonds will not do as well in the next 20 years as they did over the past 20 years. It'd be very difficult for bonds to do that, because over the past 20, 30 years, what have we seen in bonds? A high interest rate environment coming to a low interest rate environment. That is the best possible scenario for a bond portfolio. Going from a historically low portfolio to a continuation of historically low, it's not going to get us the returns that we saw. Going to a normalized or maybe high interest rate environment over the next 20 years, that's going to be horrible for bonds. So we have to temper the expectations of that balanced portfolio of those expected returns. And so that's one of the reasons why they're saying you should only rely on maybe a 2% distribution. But it's not the distribution that's the problem. It's, at least not 100% of the problem.
It's the strategy. And the strategy that we're talking about, hey, if you have questions on it, you can give us a call. We do have another hour coming up. We got more of your emails and your phone calls to get to. If you would like to talk to the professor or any of the Lucia Capital Group Brain Trust advisors about anything that's on this program, any topic at all, you can give them a call off the air, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Stay tuned. Another hour is just ahead of Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.